First, there are a lot of books for adults designed to try to get us to think more creatively and spark our imagination and our inspiration. But when it comes to kids, we tend to assume creativity is just kind of always there. A new book written here in Wisconsin is designed to teach kids about the creative process and that creativity is more than just arts and crafts. Andrea Debink is the lifestyle editor for American Girl magazine and the author of the new book, Spark, A Guide to Ignite the Creativity Inside You. Andrea, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me today.
Well, what led you to want to tackle this, to try to inspire creativity for kids, girls in particular in this case?
Yeah, it was actually inspired a lot by my work with American Girl magazine. I've been the lifestyle editor there for about 9 years, and the bulk of the content I create is creativity focused, so crafts and recipes and that sort of thing. So it really grew out of that experience.
And people might think, well, kids, they're creative. Why do they need a book?
Right. Yeah, you know, I think it really depends on the age of the kid. For me, I create specifically for the middle grade audience, which is kind of that early preteen group. And that's really the age where kids are getting more self-conscious and kind of experiencing more of the inner critic, I think you would call it, when it comes to topics like creativity. So this book is really kind of helping them at that phase in their creative development.
Yeah, there's I've seen studies of big changes. What kind of age are you talking about here?
This book is for 8+.
8+. Okay, yeah. So that's when you start to see in studies interest in science and technology changing, interest in different kinds of arts changing, a lot of different things. So this is kind of a key turning point in some ways.
It is, yep.
So take us through now Spark and how you try to spark that creativity.
Yeah, well, the book really opens with defining creativity, and it was really important for me in the book itself to cast a really broad definition of what creativity is, because I think that's part of the problem is that we often define it in a really narrow way, especially with kids. If they're not artistic or draw or, you know, paint or write, they don't often think they're creative. So from the get-go in the book, I really try to define creativity very broadly to cover a lot of different disciplines. And then after that, I kind of go into the creative process itself through a four-step process that I kind of lay out throughout the book.
Yeah, give us the overview of that process.
Yeah, the overview. So the four main steps that I cover are imagine, make, tinker, finish. And that really is taking kids from the idea phase and then bringing them through kind of with the rough draft phase, the styling or the kind of refining phase, and then finishing it and sending the idea out into the world.
I want to talk about the refining phase because I love you talk about kind of a scientific method for creativity. Can you dig into that a little more?
Right. Yeah. You know, the scientific method is in here if the child is actually dealing with a creative idea that relates to that sort of discipline. But the creative method here for kind of more general creativity has to do with getting feedback and dealing with discouragement and that sort of thing. So from a general perspective, that's what kind of the book goes into.
Talking to Andrea Debink, author of the new book, Spark, A Guide to Ignite the Creativity Inside You, helping to spark and give a little method and inspiration, especially to young girls and help them be creative in different phases of life. And you give some role models early on, women who could inspire creativity. And again, not just, you know, painting and what we think of as art and creativity.
Right. There's a section of the book that deals with women from throughout history. So women in the past, but also women who are still around and creating today. And then I also pulled in some words from women who aren't necessarily famous, but they are out in the world today creating in some capacity. And I thought it was important to have many different women represented in this book, again, to kind of show the broad range of what it means to be creative and the different ways that that can play out in a person's life.
And a piece of the book that I really like is dealing with criticism and discouragement. You talked about the inner critic. There are outer critics, too. Talk about how you you talk to younger girls about getting feedback, getting positive feedback, and how to deal with the less useful stuff.
Right. Yeah. So for the feedback portion of it, I give girls like three different criteria that they should use when evaluating feedback from other people. And the first is really knowing that you don't have to get feedback from everyone, that to be selective about the feedback. Also asking good questions when you're getting feedback about your work, not just is this good, but, you know, questions that could maybe help refine the work a bit. And then the third step would be to decide whether or not to use the feedback. Because just because someone makes a comment about the work you're creating doesn't mean you have to use it. And that's a part that's in the book too. And then as far as the criticism and the discouragement, that would be feedback that comes from people that's not helpful or is mean-spirited. And there's a section in the book that talks about that too.
And it flips around too. I mean, it's kind of guidance on how to give good feedback.
Right.
Yeah, can you talk about how we can think of the feedback we might deliver to people, even if we're, you know, 48-year-old males, not just middle school girls?
Right, yeah. There's a section in the book that I call creative critique, and it's really taking the reader through the process of, like you said, giving good feedback on creative work. The first is just really to observe and describe what you're seeing, you know, if you're evaluating someone else's creative work. The second would be seeing the good in it and pulling out its strong points that maybe the creator can build on. The third would be spotting the problems. Not necessarily, I don't like this, but pointing out areas where there might be room to change or grow. And then the fourth would be thinking of solutions to the problems that you just pointed out.
Talk about most of your book is exercises for those four different stages. Can you share one or two of the exercises that somebody might be able to try at home?
Yeah. Let me just look through here quick. There is a couple of pages that I call brain breaks, and those are totally just for fun pages where it's not connected to any sort of specific creative activity. But the brain break, for instance, has pictures of made-up animals and birds and flowers and that sorts of things, and then the reader is encouraged to just brainstorm a name for those. And then on the next page, it's kind of the opposite, where we give you a name, like Blairy Blurt Cake is something that's in the book, or a gadget called a Zizzle Zip. And then the reader has to doodle that and kind of come up with, okay, what would this look like if this was a real thing that existed?
And both in your work at American Girl Magazine and then in response you've had so far from the book, what kind of things do you hear from girls in this age range when they talk about creativity and maybe things that have helped them re-embrace it?
Yeah, I think, you know, one thing I've heard, and this was at some events that I've done for the book's launch, is just an appreciation for encouraging a broader view of creativity, because I've seen all sorts of kids that come to these events, but I think one thing I've heard is kids who didn't necessarily think they were creative, when they see the thing that they like to do, like robotics or solving equations or something in the book, it's helped them realize, oh, I am creative, because you know, I enjoy things that are in here that I'm actually talking about in relation to creativity.
Yeah, so looking at your book, it sounds like that's the big win for you when you hear that from a kid.
Yep.
I didn't know I was creative, but I am.
Yes, yep.
And we hear often now from the business community a skill, and we've talked about this on the show, a skill that they're looking for in employees is creativity, and not necessarily, yeah, we want people to come in and do fabulous portraits for us, but creative thinking. Are you selling this in part to teachers, parents, and kids? This could actually help you in your career down the road.
Absolutely. I honestly wrote this for adults as much as I wrote it for kids. And I've had a lot of adults that have actually read the book and said, you know I'm not in your age group for this book, but I totally love it. And I got a lot of great things out of it. And to be honest, I still get things from this book, because the things that I wrote are things that I need to be reminded of, too. So I think no matter where you're at or what age you are, this could be a helpful book for you.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do you find the lessons the creativity you put into making the book inspiring you to try to think creatively now that you're done with it?
I do, absolutely. There are times that I find myself rereading parts of it and thinking, oh, I should probably put that into practice more.
Now, there are probably more parents and teachers listening right now than actual 8-year-olds, I'll be honest with you. So can you leave us with a message for those parents and teachers to not let that creativity go away as the kids hit upper elementary and middle school?
Yeah, I would just, again, as I've said, to encourage their child to have a broader view of creativity and to not be discouraged by things they make not turning out the first time. You know, understanding that creativity is a process, and that part of that process is failure and practice and getting better over time.
We'll leave it there. Andrea, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Andrea Debink is lifestyle editor for American Girl Magazine. She's the author of the new book we've been talking about, Spark, A Guide to Ignite the Creativity Inside You. Love to hear from you. Have you maintained or maybe reignited creativity at some stage in your life? Tell us what you did, how you did it, and how it's working for you. You can email ideas@WPR.org, or you can always tweet us at Central Time WPR. Be as creative as you want.